Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies no matter how much they hurt me. This is Doug Has Unrequited Love for Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater on Tuesday, March 5th, 2 Oceans 13. I love that anybody laughs at that. Let me see your name tags, you guys. Let's see them early. Yeah, I know you weren't ready for this, but I just want to take a second to point out some of the good ones in the crowd and talk about how much I appreciate you guys bringing them. Because when I say to the comics, pick a name tag, they all start running around yelling. So I can't convey to people that there's someone in the front row with a Channing Tatum sign. Like, that has to go mention. There's someone else with... A gentleman brought his Comic-Con badge. I'm not going to get close enough to you to be able to read your name on it. This fellow has an L.A. Sexy Singles Massage newspaper. But where's your name on there? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, it's not just hold up anything that you just found on the street. What's that crazy creature up there? It's Stegosaurus. What's your name? Osaurus? No, it isn't.
It's Jen.
Jen. Okay, Stegosaurus. Was that like in Land Before Time? Was there a Stegosaurus named Jen? Because that would make sense. And what's the dude next to you holding up?
A chalice.
A chalice. Is your name Chalice? No, it's Goblet. All right, well, thank you very much. You can bring the lights down again. Good luck, everybody. Three of you are going to be chosen, and the rest of you are not going to have to walk around carrying this heavy bag full of crap. Since last I spoke and you listened, I went on the 311 cruise, and it was the best 4 days that I've ever spent not watching movies. I didn't see a single movie the entire time because they didn't have any on the cruise. They had some on the TV, but I didn't want to sit in my room and watch Along Came Polly. I almost said Along Came Cal Poly. It's about this guy. He gets a new friend, and it's a school. It was great hanging out with past and future guest Graham Elwood and future guest Tom Green, who I met on the cruise, and all of the guys in 311 and all of their fans. Washy Washy, that's a little inside reference for the cruisers. Can't wait for the next one. They're not doing one next year, so the next one will be in 2 Oceans 15. See, that time it sort of deserved a laugh. Speaking of Graham Elwood, I'm bringing him to the state of Denver this Saturday for a 420 stand-up show at Comedy Works in downtown Denver, and we'll be joined by two other terrific guests for a Douglas Movies taping on Sunday at 420. Atlanta, Georgia, same drill, different dates, March 23rd and 24th at the Punchline. And don't forget that The Greatest Movie Ever Rolled will be available at chill.com on Monday, March 11th, but you can pre-order it until then for just $6.40. It's got the aforementioned Graham Elwood and appearances by Douglas Movies faves Greg Proops and TJ Miller. Now it's time for Not for Emetophobes. According to Jim Gleason on Twitter, 21 and over is not for emetophobes, and they show it in slow motion. So you've been warned. This has been Not for Emetophobes. LA friends, I'll be on Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness show at the Gibson Amphitheater on April 6th with past and future. Every other person they booked in the show has been on Douglas Movies. Ari Shaffir, Brad Williams, Bill Burr, Jay Moore, Rob Delaney, and me. It will sell out fast, so I don't know why I mentioned it. The prize bag has lots of crazy goodness in it, so let's just bring out the guys that brought all this stuff in for the prize bag. Please welcome Howard Kramer, returning winner Chris Hardwick, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. It's here.
It's the winning chair. I've won every week in that chair, you motherfucker.
Sam Levine.
I have to do it because I'm short. It's the only way I can see everyone on stage.
Sam, you take competition to another level.
No, I did not. Chris,
you were here last week.
He lunged.
Saw that that was his seat.
I did. I have no recollection. He likes. I have no recollection of that.
You don't remember heckling from the side of the...
All I remember was heckling last week, and when I listened to it again, I did not realize it came out as such a loud bark. I thought it was more of a, how could you guys not get There Will Be Blood?
See, that sounded like barking to me.
In actuality, it was like, There Will Be Blood! God damn it!
Let's not quibble over the size of the dog that made that noise during the show. Let's just point out that when he lunged for the chair, you didn't let him have it.
I don't respect lunging. Chris, would you like to change chairs?
What? He doesn't respect lunging.
No, it's okay.
I'll give you this.
You're
chair.
Gonna fucking win.
No, I'm not.
Anyway.
I'm not.
Chris, isn't it true?
That is not true.
Isn't it true, Chris, you're gonna be on the new Celebrity Lunging?
I'm gonna be on
that's,
coming Celebrity
on soon.
Lunging. It's gonna be me and Alan Thicke and Shalom Harlow. That is a reference.
Nice pull. Nice pull.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was back on the MTV days when Howard and I were running around the music television.
Howard Kramer is here, you guys.
Oh, not broken. That was a lot of fun, huh?
Those were the days.
We did an RV photo shoot in Silver Lake.
We did. We did a jeans campaign. My show and his show and a couple like Real World and a couple other shows.
Yeah, they were like big boxy jeans and they put us in them and shot us in Silver.
For most of the people here in Doug's audience, MTV was a channel that at one time played short films set to popular music. Yeah. It was like Vivo but on television. Yeah.
It was like Vine but the beta version.
Some long ass vines.
Yeah.
Finally, it's been perfected. I brought, as I always do, a copy of Smug Life, and as I occasionally do, some 311 swag. I got a 311 LA shirt that's too small for me, so I'm going to pay that forward. And also from the Traverse City Comedy Festival, I got some gloves that are called Baba Zuzu, and it says, every one is unique. And that's not what I'm looking for in a glove, personally. I want two that look the same and feel the same.
I love that. That's such a marketing. Some guy was like, you know the problem with gloves is that one's like the other one. Here at Baba Zuzu's, every glove is different.
Why aren't more people just wearing two different colored tennis shoes? Like, the colors are getting so crazy. Why are they still bothering to have them match up? Howard. That one was for you.
Must be the influence of a Baba Zuzu.
And what did you bring to give away today?
Oh.
Because this is... I didn't want to lose this.
This is... good things coming.
He's
small
not only
packages.
Reaching into his pocket. That you know that tiny pocket you don't put anything into in the front of your jeans? That's what the prize is coming from.
Did you bring a baby sock?
Listen, the gift is not what's important. What's important is to know that you too should utilize... The baby pocket.
You know what's good for the baby pocket? Those Listerine pocket strips. It's true.
That's very true. Wow.
You're looking good, Howard.
You, oh, he's did, not you, kidding.
Did you
he
shove
has
a baby.
Wow.
I expect a fucking box of these from the Listerine people now.
Yeah, because they're probably having trouble moving the idea of fresh breath.
Yeah. Because people are like, I always lose these things. The jeans watch pocket.
Sam Levine mentioned us a podcast, and our sales went through the roof.
Through the roof.
Apparently everybody needed something that could fit in a Sam Levine-sized jean.
Well, they don't sell baby pocket strips yet, but most of your listeners have, they need fresh breath, as it turns out.
You should keep a rubber in there, Tiger, just in case you meet a lucky lady who's ready to go at any minute. You can't put a Listerine breast strip on your dick. That's not going to prevent pregnancy. Oh,
please, Chris, I don't use condoms.
What is it, Howard, that you brought?
I was going to, yeah, okay. This is a pebble. It is no ordinary pebble. It is a pebble from, you got it, the driveway of Mr. Bruce Springsteen.
Whoa.
There it is.
That is...
If you hold it up to your ear, does it play Born to Run?
You've got stones.
Is it like
now.
A seashell?
Yes.
If you hold it up to your ear, you might accidentally put it in your ear. It'll never be seen again.
He could hear Sandy coming when he put that to his ear. I have family in the area, guys. It brought everybody closer together in the long run. So applaud it.
That's pretty incredible.
How many of those did you get?
I have a Ziploc baggie. I would say it's got about 60 odd.
So it's going to take you a while to unload all of them.
Yeah.
That's why a guy in the audience already knew what
that's
it was.
Like 2 years of podcast appearances right there.
Chris always brings a lot of... Chris Hardwick's here, you guys. And
I am here.
Returning Leonard Maltin winner. 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
3 weeks. Three-peat guy just yelled.
It's not gonna keep happening. Is that you, Blackwood? Hey man, it's not going to keep happening. But thank you for your support.
So I was teasing you about doing crowd work last week, but now you brought somebody.
I didn't bring Matt.
You
Matt
brought
was
somebody
here.
To talk to
Doug,
in the audience.
I've performed here many times. I know a lot of people. Matt performs at Meltdown Theater. I know people in this town. Right.
Blackwood.
Yep.
Just the way you said it.
Yeah.
Like
is that you,
name.
Blackwood?
Yeah.
Well, it was
has
code.
The mission
it was
commenced, Blackwood.
It was code for that's his actual last name. so if our names are codes, then sure.
Hardwick, listen up. You brought a Nerdist sticker.
I did.
You brought an angry bird on a keychain.
I did.
And you brought astronaut ice cream.
I did bring astronaut
ice
cream.
I like that.
Astronauts seem to have fun. I also brought some
T-shirts
clothing.
And clothing. Yeah, you brought a legendary...
Legendary Entertainment zip-up hoodie. I brought Johnny Cupcake sent me a bunch of T-shirts, and that one was too big. This is from the Google campus. It's a YouTube T-shirt from the Google campus in Northern California. You can only get it there. So a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
A prize package worth $32.
And then, you nailed it. And then Sam Levine brought his typical garbage.
Yes.
He brought
garbage.
Bar brawls caught on tape.
Yeah.
Out of the package, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and he wrote on it, I was cut out of this movie, too.
I was.
And then he brought... Backyard fight clubs.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's volume two. That's volume
and
two.
And what did you write on this one?
I wrote, this is way better than volume one.
Oh, okay.
Trust me.
Someone's going to get the weirdest collection of stuff.
Yeah, this is like when we go somewhere and get a gift bag. It's full of a bunch of stuff. You just sort of pick through it and go, I'll keep this. I'll pay this forward to someone else.
I just want to stare at a piece of Springsteen's driveway while eating astronaut ice cream and enjoying backyard brawls.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say something? Not that this is a competition, but this is something that I would want. Like,
why are you
guys,
away,
this
then?
Isn't something you're getting rid of. This is something that you're
just saying,
happy to own.
I would keep in my home, yeah.
And you have plenty more for yourself. Like, right. How many are you going to keep ultimately? Like, you can keep like 12 of
them?
Well,
what it is I have family in the neighborhood there. They live down the street, so I could always get
a new
shipment.
Could replenish.
Yeah.
Dude, why don't you just make like 70s pebble art and make Bruce Springsteen doing this out of pebbles from his driveway?
Whoa.
Come on.
What's that? Wait a minute. When people give you ideas like that, usually go like, that's awful. But you know how to make ideas.
And that's a great idea.
From him, yes, it's a viable idea.
Frame it, you know, it'd be nice.
Yes, thank you. Well, can we? All right,
we'll do
it. We'll talk. We'll sell him belt down.
Now, Howard, of course, hosts the popular podcast, Who Charted?
That's right.
With Kulop.
Kulop. Kulop couldn't be here. She says hi.
Hi, Kulop. And I'm just going to quiz you because you always know what's at the top of the charts.
Right.
What's the number one movie right now?
Oz, is that out? Oz the Powerful?
No, that opens Friday, and it certainly will be the number one movie. So you're kind of a prognosticator.
It's something like that.
It is very similar.
I was overloaded by the Oscars, so I kind of didn't pay attention this week. But
that's fair.
If Danny, if you know?
It's probably Jack the Giant Slayer.
There you go. That's it.
That's correct. Okay, right. So Chris is our winner once again.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Howard.
This was really fun. I'll see you next Tuesday.
You really gave it a good shot.
Did I really lose the whole game?
No. That wasn't a game at all, really. I just wanted to bring up a current movie that probably none of us have seen. I have not seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. But I haven't really seen anything. So that doesn't. Yeah,
why we see anything until like mid-March?
Exactly.
Burt Wonderstone might be the first, or the Oz movie might be good. Looks good.
I did see Burt Wonderstone actually.
Already?
Yeah, it was fun. It was.
Did we talk about that already? I think
no.
We did. Didn't talk about it last week.
No. I just saw it a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
It was enjoyable. I enjoyed it.
Okay. That sounds like it's got quotes around it.
I'm gunning for Malton's job.
It worked for me. I'm very excited about it because I think. People being magicians is written
by my cohort, John Daly.
Oh, John wrote that?
Yeah, with his partner, Jonathan Goldstein.
Holy shit, I didn't realize that.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. Everyone's great in it. Alan Arkin's great in it. Jim Carrey's great in it. Carell.
Prolific.
I heard you, Sam.
I was saying it a second time for effect.
I liked you better when you were just in the audience.
Me too.
Barking.
The pressure is on up here.
You're a prolific user of the word prolific.
Junk heart dog.
It turns out that should have gotten a better reaction, but I'm glad you appreciated it.
I just like the massage that goes with it. There's not enough of that in a roast where you just walk over and give somebody a little...
When I tease someone, sometimes I'll grab their shoulder to let them know, like, I don't mean this.
Completely out of love.
Yeah.
So have you been to... So you saw Wonderstone and you give it a thumbs up. What have you seen, Sam?
I saw the 1966 or 7 movie Blow Up the other day.
Huh.
Yeah. That's real fascinating to everyone here.
Just need something to jerk off to? What was the deal?
There's not nearly as much to jerk off to in that movie as you would hope.
Yeah, but with the word blow in it? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Have you seen it? It's really... talk about a debatable movie. It is... It's basically...
It may or may not be a movie?
It may or may not be a movie. The story is really not linear. There's not a lot going on. If you like...
These are the reasons I haven't seen it.
Yeah. No, it's very... It's very mod. It's very 60s. It's very...
French?
London. No, it was Italian? An Italian.
Italian, sorry.
Yeah.
Apologies to the Italians.
English language film. And here's the one great part. A very young Vanessa Redgrave is in it.
Oh, okay.
And she's really cute. And she runs around topless for a few minutes. You don't see much, though.
Didn't they remake it?
They did with Travolta, Blowout.
Yeah. Blowout, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was the remake of that, essentially. But Blowout is like, that's a, like
it
a
really
story.
It really tells a story with the beginning,
like
and middle,
beginning
and
middle,
end.
Yeah, sure. This is not so much that. If you like stories with beginning, middles, and ends, do not watch Blow Up.
Okay. And Howard, you said you had to... the Oscars were overwhelming. Did you actually see some of the Oscar-nominated films?
Yes. I saw Argo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I thought that the chase didn't happen at the end.
In real life.
Right. And
Most of that movie did not happen in real life.
Didn't happen.
As it turns out.
Yeah,
that's why it's a movie.
Right.
Not a documentary.
I thought it was like a biopic without an ending, so they put a chase on it. That's me. I like Django a lot more. I like Django. I thought that should have been.
I was pleased for both of its Oscar wins.
I had family in town, my sister, brother, and nephews, and they wanted to go to the New Beverly last Friday night. And it was a double feature of Django Unchained and Mandingo.
Oh,
and I said it's Mandingo.
It's pronounced Manjingo, first of all.
Sorry. Manjingo. And
Yeah, so I said, you sure you want to go? And they go, yeah, it'll be fun. And then we got there. I took a picture of them outside under the sign that said Mandingo. And I remembered it being pretty racy, but then when it started, it said, this movie is rated X.
Yeah.
And the little nephews were there, so I leaned over, looked at my sister, and started laughing, and proceeded to watch Mandingo.
It's not much more violent or racy, though, than Django, right?
No, but it's at the slower 70. It's like at sure. the pace that...
Lingers on everything.
Yeah.
For way too long.
So when things get uncomfortable, they stay uncomfortable. And
that's a great tagline for a movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a scene where the slave master has rheumatism, and the thought is that if you put your feet onto a slave boy's stomach... the rheumatism will drain out through the bottom of your feet into the slave's stomach. So that was the scene we walked out on. He was laying in bed, and there was a little placid boy staring at him, happy to drain his disease.
But you sat through all of Django first, and then
no, Django was second.
So you didn't even see any of Django?
No, we did about 20 of Mandingo and then hit the That's Grove it. For some cupcakes.
Did you pay for the double feature?
My brother-in-law did. It was $9.75, yeah, so $9.75.
Best deal in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 minutes of...
Gotta love the New Beverly.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, this is a part of the show where I say...
let the games begin.
Oh, boy!
No, you let your games begin. I'll show you some games. Oh, I enjoy games. Do you have Connect Four? Pretty sneaky, sis. No, but I do have a Django, the D. Is it unchained? I like my Django's unchained.
First, we're going to play ABCD's Nuts, and in honor of Sam the Mam, we are going to spell out Lil Wolverine.
Oh.
Yeah. You got the Lil Wolverine hair coming
in
a little
bit. I did it just
bit.
For you.
Oh, thank you. That doesn't creep me out at
when
all.
When they come out, does it hurt?
Every time.
Thank you.
We'll start with Howard. And basically, Howard, all you got to do is when we get to you, as we go around, I'll say a letter, and then you name the first movie you could think of that starts with that letter. If you match me, you win automatically. If you don't name a movie within a few seconds, you're out.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty easy, I think. So we'll start with the letter L.
Lost World. Parentheses. Indiana Jones and the.
Or. You saved it. I thought you were going to get it wrong, but then.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went with Lady Sings the Blues, so you're close. Chris, your letter is I.
I spit on your grave.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Thank you, sort of.
I wrote down Into the Night, that John Landis movie with...
Not a match.
Yes. L, Sam.
Little Children.
Okay. I see where your head's at. Did you get a local swimming pool to vacate? Rapidly, recently, and it made you think of it?
I was just thinking about my pocket-sized jeans with the little Listerine packs on them.
I went with the most least reason for a movie to exist of all time, called Larry Crown. Right? It was like a TV movie starring Tom Hanks and what's her name, and nobody dies or anything. Nothing happens. No. They go to community college.
Does someone have to die in a movie for it to be a movie?
Well, just something should happen. Some sort of conflict. W, Howard.
War horse.
What?
War horse.
Yes, War Horse starts with a W. I picked the Where the Buffalo Roam with
great
Bill Murray, yeah. Oh, Nick. Nobody named Nick.
Hi, hi, my name is Nick. I just popped up for no reason.
Chris?
Oh? Mm-hmm. Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh. Okay, October Sky. Sam?
This game is going great.
Little Big League.
Looper.
I'm keeping it in with the littles.
V for you, Howard.
Oh.
And you can't do the German version of War Horse.
Very dangerous things.
Do you think dangerous and bad are similar?
Yeah. Am I out?
Kind of, yeah. You sort of been out the whole time. You've kind of been ghost playing.
Okay.
Chris, E.
E?
Mm-hmm.
Enter the Dragon.
Okay. I went Easy Rider. Did I say I went Victory on V? R to you, Sam.
Rhinestone.
Ride with the Devil. Howard. Okay, you're out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I dragged you back into it. I, Chris.
Never say die.
I, letter I.
Oh, I think you said N.
No, I should have said N, but I skipped Howard's. So that's why you got I.
Oh, okay. Ice storm.
I think it's the ice storm, but nobody cares. Nobody cares about my rules. I went with In Bruges.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies.
Love it, yeah.
Such a good movie.
Okay,
Never Again.
Huh?
Never Say Never Again.
Oh, I thought you would pick Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh. No, it just escaped me.
Thought you listened to the show, Sam.
No.
Knew I did that sort of thing. None of Chris's motion pictures fit into Lil Wolverine spelling it, right?
I don't know.
Isn't there an E at the end of Wolverine?
And what movie was he in that begins with E?
What?
Oh, he was saying none of the movies that I was in.
Yeah, yeah. Not Chris, I couldn't pull any of his titles because he hasn't been in one that starts with any of these letters.
Pretty much just H movies. House of a Thousand Corpses, Halloween 2.
Yeah.
Do you Terminator?
Have a, Terminator have 3? Yeah, I guess that's true.
Do you have an E to wrap up this exciting round of the game?
Sure. Eden.
East of Eden?
No,
East of
Eden. There's a motion picture called Eden that hasn't come out yet.
That's what I thought.
It's about sex slavery.
Yep, the best kind.
It's a very serious movie, Chris. I went with Enter the Void. Have you seen that?
No.
That's some crazy shit.
What's that about?
Sci-fi.
I didn't watch enough of it to figure out what it's about. Okay.
You gave it the old Mandingo
the
treatment.
The opening credits alone are practically screaming, "Why are you watching this?" Because it's all these bright colors that are like flashing.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, it's. If I'm talking about the right movie, I don't know. All right, that was ABCD's Nuts. Always a lot of fun, and convincing myself of that. let's play Leonard Mall game. But let's gentlemen pick your name tags. Pick who you would like to play for in the crowd. We got some good ones, and obviously people knew that.
Wow,
I gotta go for
Chris
the, is that
and
a
Sam
dinosaur?
Are gonna be. It's a Stegosaurus.
Yeah, I gotta go for the dino.
It's a Genosaurus. It's a Genosaur. And he's apologizing to Blackwood again, so their mission is still going. And just go grab it from them, whoever you want to play for, Howard. Yeah, just physically take their. There's a Comic-Con badge. Maybe you can get into Comic-Con for free.
Hello, humans. Let me be a cautionary tale to what can happen to a creature on ice.
That's what happened.
Well, your listeners are going to love that loud bang.
Hey, I'm playing for Blackwood. He's my Blackwood now.
Oh. What's this shirt, Blackwood?
It's cool. Walking Dead Lego
mashup. Walking Dead Lego. That's cool.
Oh, I really should have picked that. That's yeah. Lego Daryl.
You blew it.
And he put a hello, my name is Blackwood on there. Blackwood should be the name of the town Daryl? They all live in.
That also looks like Deacon from Nashville on ABC. Hayden P's guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody? All right.
All right.
I'm playing for
I like the
Jen.
Way you said Nashville on ABC, because you don't seem to know that kind of stuff normally. But this time you showed off and said it.
Right. I'm letting you know I'm entering a world I don't usually go to. It's like,
is everyone's
together.
Energy a little low, like including us and the audience? Like, should everyone pick it up a notch? Should we be more excited?
I thought we were. You know, we were all doing pretty good.
The fact that not everyone in the audience supported that completely validates my point. It's no, just, I don't fucking.
They're just, as far as the audience goes, I think they're just waiting for something to happen.
Oh.
I could also.
And,
I do enjoy the. Is that a Crimson Bolt? Oh, no, that's a Mexican. That's a luchador mask. From here, it looks like Super, the movie Super.
I love that movie.
Could it also be that your thing didn't get picked? So this is the part where you're like, oh, I made that thing and didn't get picked.
I don't think they're that disappointed. I mean, a lot of these folks come every week, and so they take their shot. And
okay.
Sometimes
no
they get
es bueno.
I don't know how comfortable it is to wear that mask, though. You could probably take it off now if you want. I think it'd be kind of hot in there. So take off.
Oh my God! It's you.
Okay, so yeah, okay, Chris, pick up the energy if you think you need to do that.
Okay, Doug, I'm really excited to be here. I'm playing for Jen. She's giving me a little Stegosaurus guy, and she's clothespinned her name to a piece of paper where she's drawn a bunch of stars. I feel really good about that. Why?
It's a girl Stegosaurus.
Why did you finger my dinosaur? Which was the original.
I didn't have to finger it to figure out what sex it was. I guess I was sort of fingering it.
That was the original name of Land Before Time.
What do you have, Sam?
I went with Justin, who has drawn apparently some sort of Wolverine-esque character with glasses, which Justin told me makes him a freak and a geek.
Hey!
See that?
That is
See
some
that?
Good.
That's
I'm, you really took time to get to know Justin, and I appreciate that.
I did. We had a few minutes while you were fingering the dinosaur.
The dinosaur has the exact same expression on its face as it did before it got fingered.
Which is the expression that a lady has. It's like, are you done down there? Please, can we just wrap this up?
Which lady are we talking about, Chris?
I don't know, Doug. Whoever you fingered during the show.
Could you wrap up this fingering? It's really not interesting to me. All right, we're going to start with you again, Howard, because you were so great at ABCD's Nuts that needs to be rewarded. You've played the Leonard Maltin game
yes,
before.
Yes, sir. Enjoyed it.
Doug, she's presenting. This is very special.
We definitely, when I take a picture at the end, we definitely have to have the dinosaur in front of you in that position so that people can see it. Okay, so you get to pick between the following three categories, Howard. Would you like at M. Geyer suggested... Chris, I'm glad you figured out what was missing from the podcast. A little irrelevant physical humor.
Pardon now you're me, making a... I'm a cockivore.
Just picking up the energy, Doug. With dinosaur blowjob jokes.
Reservoir Hogs. And that's movies where Reservoir Dogs cast members are naked. Or, celebrating a birthday today, Eva Mendes. You know her, right?
Oh, yes. She is now with that Ryan Gosling.
Isn't that true? Okay.
Or
at Wits Picks, WITZ Picks with a Z, suggested Jack the Giant Slayer fan. Jack the Giant Slayer fan. And that's movies that have a concert scene in them.
Oh.
I would rather see Jack the Giant Slayer fan than Jack the Giant Slayer. Which one of those do you like, Howard?
I like that last one.
You like Jack the Giant Slayer fan?
Yeah.
Okay. This movie has a concert in it. It's from 2006. 2.5 stars. You know, a scene with a concert, not an entire concert. 2.5 stars. Leonard calls this movie typical of what passes for a romantic comedy these days. So I don't know if that's a compliment. And then he also says that... that the lead actor's real dad plays
another character's father. That's a terrible clue. Oh, let's also say it was odd and unsatisfying, this movie.
Well, that narrows it down considerably.
Yeah. And Leonard lists 12 people that participated in this on camera. How many names do you think you can get it in, Howard? Of course, 12 being the most and potentially the smartest opening bid. But I don't want to tell you what to do.
I'll go half that, 6.
All right, that perked up 7 or 8 people. What do you
here
think
we
of
go.
That?
Here we go. How about this?
Yeah, get that dinosaur ass out. Chris is going to do what with that?
That is, you think you can name that in 6?
Well, I said that.
There are 12 names. You know what? I'm going to say name that movie. I'm going to say name that movie.
This is your strategy, Chris. I know how you work.
What are you talking about?
Can you make it again next week, Chris?
No, I'm out of town next. I'm not going to win tonight, Doug.
Okay, well, you are when you keep playing like you are, because these 6 names are not going to help Howard to come up with the name of this movie. But let's try it, Howard.
Okay.
I'll send mental vibes your way.
Please.
Anne Margaret was in this movie. Vincent D'Onofrio. Cole Hauser, John Michael Higgins, Ivan Sergei, and Justin Long. Those are your 6 names. This movie that Leonard calls typical of what passes for a romantic comedy these days. 2.5 stars, 2006. Some confusing stuff about the casting of a dad. And it's odd and unsatisfying. Any idea?
I'm going to go with...
And the category was there's a concert scene. Just gonna write.
He's just not just
gonna...
that into you.
Oh, that's very good guess. Because that was a rom-com, and Jennifer Aniston was also in this movie.
And unsatisfying.
And but the other star of this movie was Vince Vaughn, and it's called The Breakup.
Oh.
Yeah. She goes to an old 97s concert alone because he doesn't meet up with her because they are never, ever getting back together. And Chris Hardwick is on the board. He's got a point.
Oh. Yeah. Who needs his lucky seat now?
That means we're going to start with Sam to pick the next category.
All right, I'm ready, Doug.
And then we'll go to Chris and to Howard. And you get to pick between the following 3 categories, Sam. Would you like...
Write. Who is the dad?
Thanks a lot for that. That's totally worth going back for.
I haven't seen the movie, but I'm guessing it's Vernon Vaughn.
What?
Well, it's...
Do you know his real life's dad's name?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also in Maid and Swingers.
Oh, okay.
Why do you know that? I mean...
What? What for me?
Everyone here just died a little, Sam.
Buddy, I die a little bit every day when I wake up.
Because you wake up knowing
Ooh,
this shit.
I made it too real.
You bolt up
real.
In bed in the morning. Vernon Vaughn.
Vernon Vaughn.
Yeah, Vernon Vaughn played Jennifer Aniston's father. Did you know the answer to the movie, too? Or
I might have.
Might have? Okay. All right, Sam. Would you like the asparagus pee category? That's, of course, where I give you the entire review, and then we go from there. So
got it.
It ends up being a game of, you know...
Thrones.
Knowing the order of the actors in the movie. Or would you like from Crunchy Gym Sock... the very tasteful category, legal in Mexico, and that's films that just turned 13.
Very nice.
Every part of that, including the username.
Every part of it.
No, this guy lives to get people's attention. And Kyla Ruka suggested Tom Cruise, and that's movies where Tom Hanks is on a boat. Which one of those do you want to play, Sam? You want to go asparagus pee where you get the whole movie? Or do you want
Let's do the Tom Cruise category.
Just turned 13. Hanks on a boat.
Hanks on a boat.
Okay. Would you like a Tom Hanks on a boat movie from 1990 or 1984? You get to choose with this category.
I will say 1984.
This movie got 3 stars from Leonard. He calls it entertaining. He says it was followed by a TV movie sequel. And he also says that this movie has a tendency towards over-length.
Now, we know Leonard says that about every movie.
He says that a lot.
Does the whole, I'm sorry, does, in this category, does the whole movie take place on a boat?
You can't ask that, and no. Okay. Just all it has to, all it needs to qualify is Tom Hanks just needs to be on a boat at some point. I can't think of a single Tom Hanks movie that takes place entirely on a boat. But maybe you saw a different cut of Catch Me If You Can.
Doug, I believe I can name that movie in -4 names.
What an...
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris?
Damn it.
Well, you can't be here next week anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, I can't name it a -5, so I have to let Lil Wolverine name that movie.
Let him show off.
Yeah. Drop your movie dick on the table, Sam.
Thud. All right, so the movie title, and of course,
by the way,
I won't say if you're right or wrong.
That means that I win.
I know.
I mean, like, you're really risking a lot.
But here's the problem. I figured you knew what the movie was, so I had to automatically go as deep as I thought I could go, because I know you know what the movie is.
I really appreciate your process.
You're welcome. I watched you play. You're a solid player. I knew I had to go as deep as I thought I could go.
Okay.
All right, so since you're going so deep, I'm not going to give you any of the clues again. Just tell me the name of the movie, start with the top
The name of the movie is Splash.
Possibly. Who's the top billed performer?
This is actually the hardest decision in this, and given the year, I'm going to say Daryl Hannah is the top billed name, then Tom Hanks, then John Candy, then Eugene Levy.
Can I, before you answer, because that was his final answer, Daryl Hannah never would have been the top billed name because she was pulled out of obscurity for Splash, and Tom Hanks already was a popular TV star, so... Never mind. You go ahead.
Chris, I couldn't agree with you more, but Sam is correct.
Oh!
No!
Wow.
Damn it. Daryl Hannah was the number one name? Daryl Hannah was the number... This audience just perked up.
I was just thinking about her in Blade Runner.
As Pris... But I still...
Yeah, Blade Runner was 2 years earlier, so she already had a film career. Probably already did Steel Magnolias and some shit.
But still, Tom was a pretty big...
But he didn't get big till Bachelor Party. And I don't even... Did that come out before or after Splash? I don't remember.
I think Splash was prior to Bachelor Party. I think Splash was Tom Hanks' first big movie.
That's why I thought
Splash was the Babalu Mandel. Like, it was the Happy Days guys who wrote it.
What do you think of all this, Howard?
Wait, who was the fourth name?
Eugene Levy.
It was Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
All right. So
you know, they both of their stories made sense to me. If I had to shoot the one who was lying, you both would have taken a bullet.
Oh, wow.
You would have shot me, and it would have gone through and hit Sam.
There you go.
I'm thoroughly impressed, Sam. I never would have said Daryl Hannah first.
He burned me. Moulton burned me once on League of Their Own.
That dirty bastard.
I never forgave him for it.
Why? Who did he list?
Because he listed Hanks above Gina Davis.
Oh. Yeah, so he got so burned by that, he proceeded to memorize the entire guide.
Yeah. It's true. I'm not doing anything during the day. Just sit there on my little Moulton app.
We're going the other way. We're starting with Howard, going to Chris, and Howard gets to pick between Who Else Elliot suggested Some Assembly Required, and that's a movie with two or more Avengers in it. So it's an Avengers movie. I mean, not an Avengers movie, but, you know, right. two people from the Avengers Assemble. Have to be in it. And then a similar category, not that R. Kelly suggested. It's a different R. Kelly, you guys. Selma and Louise, and that's movies with either Selma Hayek or Luis Guzman or both. Yeah. And then the third option is not for emetophobes, and that's a motion picture that has a lot of vomiting in it. A lot of throwing up.
I'm going to go crowd's choice. They sound like they like the Selma one.
Okay. Would you like a movie with Selma Hayek and Luis Guzman or one or the other from the year 2000 or the year 1997?
Seven.
You're one of the more confident players we've had. Next to Sam, of course. Yeah. 2.5 stars. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has Selma Hayek, Luis Guzman, or both. 1997 is the year. He says it's the story of a hardworking New Yorker. And pleasant, if unexceptional, is what he calls it. Credible performances by the two lead actors. Credible. So that's a compliment. It's like they seem like people or something.
Yeah.
And he lists 10 names. How many names, Mr. Kramer?
9.
I stand behind that decision. I think that's a smart bid. Chris?
Name it.
Oh, getting boxed out, ladies and gentlemen. For the record, I could do it in -2.
But you're not going to get the chance.
That's dirty play.
For the record, there's
That's
no record.
Dirty play.
Nobody gives a shit.
That's dirty play,
That's
Hardwick.
Just play, Sammy.
That's dirty play.
You want? Hey, you didn't want the middle seat, yeah. motherfucker. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know what? I think he's going to get it.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
You know what? Just name a movie, any movie
there you go.
That has Selma Hayek in it, and I'll give you the point. No, but you might get the right one if you guess her. But also, are you a big Luis Guzman fan?
You know, I he doesn't usually hurt a project.
He never hurts anything.
Yeah.
A lot of times he helps. Jill Clayburgh, Suzanne Snyder, Stanley DeSantis, John Bennett Perry.
What was that name again?
John Bennett Perry.
Huh.
Siobhan Fallon, Thomas Milan, Carlos Gomez,
the
John Tenney, and Selma Hayek.
Sounds like there's a lot of Mexican
Shut up!
Names.
Like
Just
if you fucking...
I don't think. I don't even think knowing the remaining
You're gonna
name
to project
would,
into the internet.
You would be able to name it just from.
That's
you know,
like if she was like in an elevator and you just named the 10 people on the elevator. Well. I'll tell you this. The one name I know on there is Stanley DeSantis because he is not only an actor, he made millions of dollars in the t-shirt industry. He was like one of the first people to sell a shitload of t-shirts in like the 70s.
All right, you get the point.
Thank you. I thought maybe a little extra credit before I even take the test would help.
But the fact that that's the old probably the only name I didn't
Doug,
know.
Doug, do you have a favorite
list.
Elvis song?
Wait, stop it! That's not fair.
No, it's not. Anyway,
I'm a UB40.
Disregard.
Man.
Oh, he's giving
what
me
do you
clues
think?
There. Oh, he's giving me clues. UB40 and Elvis, what song did they have in common?
No Are you serious? You can't. That's
did that really happen? You would be apoplectic if another contestant
yeah,
did
you,
that
you
against you.
Yeah, you let this shit happen to me all the time.
I do not let people give clues that are that good.
It doesn't appear to be helping.
Well, I mean, it's giving them something to chew on.
Blue Velvet.
Oh. Weird guess.
You're right. Blue Velvet is the story of a hardworking person who, you know, and that movie's pleasant, but unexceptional. It's one of your more pleasant missing ear dramas. An incredible performance by the two stars. I did totally believe those two. Kyle MacLachlan and what's her name?
I got it.
What is it?
Can't Help Falling in Love.
Blackwood, settle. The remaining performer's name is Matthew Perry, and the film, I'm sure it's one of your favorites, is called Fools Rush In.
Oh.
And that means Chris Hardwick.
This is ridiculous.
Sam, I couldn't agree with you
more,
Chris.
Out of town where? Where are you going to be out of town next week?
Austin.
Next week I'll be in Austin for South by.
Okay.
We're doing some stuff there. But I'll come back when I'm back in town.
In 2 weeks?
Sure.
We'll see Chris Hardwick in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Genosaurus, come get your bag of stuff.
I should not. I really, Sam, I...
Come on down, Jen.
Clearly your knowledge of film is superior.
Here you go, Jen. Congratulations. You want your dinosaur back?
Please take my giant vagina back. Oh, don't eat me out, Doug. Come on. I already lost my entire family.
She wins the shirt, too. And the pebble. Oh,
you're
shit.
Not, he's
pebble.
Trying
we
to
almost
take the pebble
lost
back.
Your prize.
I didn't want to get
hang on. Be careful with this.
It's going to a good home, that pebble.
What? Oh, yeah. You get this back. Did you write? You didn't write a shithead on it, did you? Oh, good. He's got it on a separate piece of paper. Nice work, Blackwood.
Doug, it is very exciting to continue to be the victor on Doug Loves Movies. Sam, I shall punish you for a very long time, and then I shall allow you to die.
Does this have a shithead on the back, Justin?
Is that a shithead, Justin? Yes.
What? Yep. It does?
That means nothing to anyone.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so. What do you got to plug, Howard? I know you came by because you got a new...
Dragon Boy Suede album. Pick it up. It's called Douche Minutia. It's on iTunes, all those places. Please pick that up.
What's the name of the album?
Douche Minutia.
That's what I thought you said. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. It's good. Douche Minutia. It's like when people overload you with
can I get the Stegosaurus
stuff.
Back? Thanks.
There you go.
Sorry, Howard.
This is Douche Minutia for Doug.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. This is serious Douche Minutia right here.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we get the dinosaur's asshole in the picture that I'm about to take you guys. So hold it up
sure.
Accordingly,
okay.
Chris. And is it out already?
It's out already. Pick it up on iTunes, Bandcamp, and me and Kulap will be doing Who Charted at South by Southwest next Wednesday.
Oh,
I'm
awesome.
Down there, Austin, Texas, and we'll be video podcasting on VPN on Thursday with Paul F. Tompkins. So check that out.
Nice. We're all going to South By. I'm doing Benson Interruption taping of the podcast there at South By. And on April 2nd, I'm doing Douglas Movies at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. Chris is going to be in Austin next week. What else you got? Talking Dead, Sundays
Talking
after
Dead,
Walking
yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, and then the Nerdist TV show is coming back Saturday, March 30th after it's... Doctor Who, and then a new series called Orphan Black, and then Nerdist TV show.
All on BBC America.
Yeah, and then we're doing, and in South by Southwest, I'm doing a show with Cirque du Soleil.
Woo! Yeah.
There you go. Wow.
What?
Yeah. I like your genuine, what?
Is it called Dinosaur Anus?
Yes, it's a Land Before Time themed acrobat show.
Is it stand-up? They wouldn't have a stand-up, would they?
No, there's not stand-up.
Oh. And Sam, when can we catch Do No Harm? It's on ABC.
That's a low blow.
It's on right after Nashville.
That's a low blow. So if you live in England, you can catch it on the BBC at some point this year, since they're going to air it.
I want to see the whole season was filmed.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
it'll show up somewhere, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I was hoping to get to come back here next week, because it'll actually be on my birthday. And there's no place I'd rather be on my birthday than here on Doug Loves Movies.
Oh,
yeah. You should have won then.
Yeah. I really should have. I really should have. Yeah, it's weird.
What if we? What if you came back next week?
What?
And sat in the audience again.
Oh, with pleasure.
No, maybe I'll cook up something special, some special reason for you to come back.
No.
Like it's
I like to
birthday.
Win fair and square, not underhandedly.
Okay.
But throwing out clues.
clearly, it did not help.
But you have
would you have gotten Fool's Russian?
In negative two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what order would you have said them in?
Harry and Hayek. Come on.
Sure, come on.
Huge, huge star.
Don't
be
ridiculous.
97.
Who was the third person in it?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Finally, you don't know something.
Nope.
But you want to plug anything?
Kevin Pollak's Chat Show every Sunday. KevinPollakChatShow.com. Very exciting guest coming up next Sunday, the 10th. Jon Favreau.
Nice.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. Tune in live. Ask questions.
That's why you don't know all about
movies.
Vince Vaughn's dad.
Vince Vaughn's dad, because we have Favreau coming on, and I had to do my research.
Fair enough. Yep. Thanks for being here, you guys. Thanks for being here, audience. As always, El Toro is a shithead.
Good call, Justin.
And Sam Levine's movie dick is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.